love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Sit back, relax, maybe have a cup of tea and enjoy today's 24 years at the tap end.
Today's an interesting one. It's not just like 1 year that we're going to. It sort of dots around a little bit.
Oh.
What I've done is I've themed it a different way.
Is it like a catch-up?
Kind of, but there's a running theme with it, which is basically celebrity encounters. So it's not just 1 year, it covers a number of years and a number of different stories.
Okay, so we're dotting around all over the place.
Yeah, so I'm taking you to my entire life, if you're keen.
I'm just a teenage dirtbag.
Oh, wow. My keen today, I'd like to say thank you to Sadie from County Durham. I'm Billy Keen is not my lover.
I like it that you did credit the person that came up with it, though, and didn't try and pass it off as your own.
No, because I've got in trouble.
I would never do that.
But anyway, look, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Before working at Radio 1, there were several nights out that me and Scott would go on that would lead to many encounters with a variety of celebrities or figures in the public eye.
Was there?
Yeah, obviously not that many because you didn't get invited to loads, or you refused lots of parties.
That'll be it, yeah.
One of the two. You'd rarely find Scott at many showbiz parties, as he doesn't like to hang around with celebrities. On the whole, at celebrity parties, he will turn up, mingle for 10 minutes or so, engage in small talk, claim a goodie bag if it's there, and then leave.
That sounds awful.
True.
Yeah, I'm not that interested,
you're like,
am I?
Not keen, let's go to the pub.
Yeah. I will have my bag, though, with me, won't I?
What do you mean, your goodie bag?
Yeah.
Yeah, you always claim your goodie bag if it's there. I've been to a couple of these kinds of parties, and one thing that amazes me is often as you leave, you are given a goodie bag. A small bag of freebies, much like an old-school party bag. Often they are filled with rubbish, rarely cake. The last one I got consisted of some flyers, a badge, a vodka miniature and a mini pepperami.
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking about the kind of goodie bags they give at the Oscars.
No.
There aren't Rolexes in there.
The main time I've met celebrities when I've been with Scott has been when he has been involved in various TV shows. Often these TV shows will have some kind of party once filming is finished, and that has led to some interesting encounters. Scott was once on a TV show called Love in the Back of a Cab, where various celebrities would drive around London in cabs trying to pick people up.
It wasn't TV called show. Love in the Back of a Cab.
I remembered it was to do with taxis and you, and I just made the title up. But it was something like
that. Hang on, I remember it now. I remember exactly what it was. It was called Call Me a Cabbie.
That was it, Call Me a Cabbie.
And it was, I did the voiceover for it. I did the voiceover for it, and it was a selection of celebrities who learnt to be London taxi drivers and did the knowledge.
They did the knowledge, yeah.
Including, I believe, Timmy Mallett.
Yes.
And
Nick Ferreira.
Nick
I believe Ferreira, his name is.
Off of another radio station, and hang on, some it girl, wasn't it?
And then
was it Lady Victoria Hervey?
She probably was technically a lady, yeah.
She is. That's the name. technically a lady.
On the last night of filming, the rap party, as it is known, we were
was
round
it in someone's kitchen.
We were round one of the producers' houses. Yes, it was. Again, it clearly wasn't a big budget.
Yes, because I remember having a vol-au-vent with Timmy Mallett in a kitchen.
It was a great night up to the point where a man called Timmy Mallett got a bit rowdy after a couple of drinks. Ironically, I ended up having to call him a cab. Do you remember him? He loved you because you were promising him a job on Radio 1.
No, I wasn't.
And I remember you saying, yo, there's definitely a place for you on Radio 1. There's definitely a place for you.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh.
Promising him...
I do remember you calling him a cab, though.
Yes, yeah. Other shows that have led to meeting some interesting people include Channel 5's The Right Stuff, which always throws up a few interesting characters, various soaps, Celebrity Mastermind, and of course the National Lottery, where I had the incredible honour of meeting the voice of the Bulls. It's good to put a face to the Bulls' name.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Because he's like a legend.
He is. A legend in voice only.
Again, one of those that as soon as you see the face, sort of spoils the voice.
is that rude?
Yes. Really rude.
Well, no, it's, I mean...
He works at Radio 2.
Does he?
Yes.
I don't mean it in, like, a bad way or anything. I just mean in the sense that, you know, you have an image of what people look like.
Yeah.
When I met the voice of the Bulls, I was like, oh, right, okay. In my head, I think with the voice of the Bulls, I had a sort of Brian Blessed-esque...
All right.
Person.
But kind of in a suit.
A real man's man sort of word in this very
I'd say
badly.
He's very much a man's man.
I'm saying the voice of the Bulls has, he may be the voice of the Bulls, but he's got a face of the, I'm trying to think of a clever way to put it. Voice of the Bulls, face of...
Crime Watch.
No, I don't think that's the phrase, is it?
Is that the wrong, that's
voice
the wrong
of
one,
Bulls, face of Crime Watch. We'll move on. Before I started working on the Scott Mills Show on BBC Radio 1, I would DJ student nights at my old uni, Southampton Uni, for the Uni Nightclub, and then a few other clubs after that. Part of that job meant that every now and then you would work on the same night as some famous people when they were doing a guest appearance. There have been some classic nights, including nights with a large amount of the cast of Hollyoaks and Skins, various Radio 1 DJs and the occasional actor or pop star. A lot of these nights are pretty standard, but a few stick out. I remember when Jo from S Club 7 came to a club I was DJing in to sing. She was singing along to a backing CD which started skipping. She of course blamed me, and after shouting at me left the stage.
That's never good when your CD starts to skip.
For me at the time though, it was an absolute honour to be told off by Jo from S Club. I mean, even though she was shouting at me. For me, it was a kind of honour, because I loved S Club 7 growing up. One night I was DJing took a turn for the worse when a double bed that was being used by Ron Jeremy collapsed mid-game. And again, I got the blame for that.
Did Ron come over and shout at you?
And I was shouted at, not admittedly not by Ron, but by one of his people. And it's like, listen, I'm not responsible for the structure of the bed. I could never say it was structurally sound for what was going on.
Mm. I'm intrigued as to what was happening.
I also made the big mistake as Vern Troyer, also known as Mini-Me from Austin Powers, was being carried off stage, of pressing play on a CD I was handed by my mate I work with. The song I played is called I Wish by a man called Skilo. It goes like this.
No.
Hello? I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
And I obviously didn't clock quite what the words were. I was, you know, it was exciting time. It was busy. It was...
Did your friend make you play that CD on purpose?
Yeah, obviously, yeah. As this began to play, Vern Troyer turned around and pointed at me. I've been stitched up.
Right.
Basically.
You really had.
I was told off by the person that was with him and by my boss at the time. I later questioned my mate I was working with as to why he had this CD, and he had no answer.
He'd made it special.
But obviously what he'd done is made it, knowing that I was going to panic. I often get asked who is the best or nicest celebrity I've met since working at Radio 1. But the one thing that my mates often ask about is the famous girls and what they are really like. It's a weird one, this. I have to admit that sometimes meeting people you may fancy often leads to disappointment because they either have a really bad attitude or they are really boring.
Like who?
I offended Cheryl Cole by leaving her a nudie pen when she was being interviewed by Fern Cotton. I told Pixie Lott to leave me alone when she called me on my birthday. And I offered, unsuccessfully, to take Alyssa Reid up London Bridge.
That was my favourite one so far.
Sort of flopped with that, didn't I?
Yeah. I think she was too famous for you by then.
Really?
Not so much now.
It was just that week she had that song and it went to number one.
It was number one, yeah.
It shocked us all and it was...
It shocked us all.
When Rihanna came into our show on Radio 1, My mates had warned me that this was an opportunity that I really needed to make the most of.
What? How?
I asked her if she would like to go to a Watford game with me. I remember seeing Scott put his head in his hands as I asked her this. But surprisingly, she said yes, and then qualified it by saying it was a date. You know that happened. There's audio proof.
Yeah, but they don't mean it.
To this day, she still hasn't been to a Watford game with me, either home or away. But the invitation is still there if she'd like to.
Also, you need to stop tweeting her. It looks like you're begging it.
In my time at the Tap End so far, I've had the prestigious honour of meeting 2 out of 5 Spice Girls and every single member of all versions of the Sugar Babes.
That's millions of people.
Yes, loads. Who knows what the future will hold? I do feel that I need to right some of the wrongs of my experiences with largely the female celebrities that I've had dealings with so far, and Vern Troyer, who I apologise greatly to. I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the Tap End.
At the Tap End.
Unofficial Mills.